Maisa Shahaya, we were once in a Geirus meeting a candidate for Giyur, and Rabbi Ram Shlita asked him to tell us his story and what interested him in Judaism. And among the many other things he said is he said that he was once in a motorcycle accident and he was held up in his apartment. He couldn't do anything. He broke his leg and he was very interested in religion. So he had taken out lots of books on many different religions, including an art scroll sitter. And he said that he was reading all these different books and he opened up the art scroll sitter to a random page and he read the tefillah of Aleinu Lishabeach. And he said, once I read that, I was so inspired, I was so moved, it was game over. And Rabbi Ram said, for many Jews, it's game over once they see Aleinu Lishabeach. But he thought that that was going to be something that was so inspiring. So I thought maybe we would talk for a few minutes today about this extraordinary tefillah of Aleinu Lishabeach, not to go through hashkafically or even what it means, but just some of the halachos, where it comes from, why it is that it's in the Siddur, and what it's meant to do, what it's meant to accomplish in tefillah. The Kolbo and the Chidah, both mentioned, the Chidah and Machzik Brach and Sim Kuflam Beis, that Yoshua Ben Nun was the one who was mesakein the tefillah of Aleinu Lishabeach when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Sheyomru Zeh Atikun Lahavdil Bein Mishpachos Ha'adama V'Goye Ha'aratzos. That's how we distinguish ourselves. Kolbo writes, Aleinu Lishabeach, you should say B'Kavana Gedola, it has so many sodos and remazim and has such kawach, and Yoshua was mesakein it. And then he says, in Achara Churban Tikun Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Lomer B'Chol Yom, that after the Churban HaBayis and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, among the many takanos Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made, he suggests that this must have been one of them to give us the chizuk of being able to survive in the galus. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is mesakein that we should say Aleinu Lishabeach. It is interesting though that when both the Rambam and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch go through what tefillah is supposed to look like and what the end of tefillah is, they make no mention of Aleinu. They go through the whole Seder HaTefillah and they leave out Aleinu. However, the Torah does mention that you say Aleinu at the end of the tefillah, and the Raman Sim Kuflamid Beis quotes that Torah. He says, "Va'omrim achar siyum atfilah Aleinu l'shabeach mu'umad v'yizar la'omro b'kavana." And you have to be careful. Remember to say it with kavana. Sometimes people have one foot out the door and they're not really saying it with kavana, or because maybe sometimes because people learned it at such a young age how to say it, so it's something that's the girsa d'yankasa, so it just flows off the tongue, and you don't stop to actually think about what you're saying. It's important that it be said with kavana. And the Magen Avraham writes in Kuflam Beis Sivkan Aleph that a person who says Kuflam Gimel rather Sivkan Aleph, that it should be said with la'achar kol gimel tefilos, after each and every tefillah that we say. It's also this time of year we start thinking a little bit about Aleinu because it's sort of misplaced this time of year. It's the only time that we have it in the middle of tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us we're supposed to say in the middle of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and we also don't have it where we would expect it in certain places at the end of certain tefillos, by Mincha Ni'ilah and Yom HaKippurim. So there is a Machlokas HaPoskim, Magen Avraham quotes, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Magen Avraham, if a person davens two tefillos, one right after the other, without being mafsik at all in between, like a Mincha Mariv or a Shachris Musaf, whether you need to say Aleinu after the earlier of the two tefillos. So we'll explain that Machlokas HaPoskim among many other things with a basic Chakira. And I think this is like famous raid in our yeshiva. Rav Shachter writes this in Nefesh HaRav in the name of Soloveitchik, and in Harei Kedem Rav Shurkin writes it up in the name of Soloveitchik as well, that there's a basic chakira as to what is the purpose of Aleinu. It's generally said as a two-sided chakira. There are actually three variations of what exactly Aleinu is about. Lavush writes that we say Aleinu in order that we should, it's like a netilas rishus, when it's a derech eretz, when you're taking leave of someone great, you take a netilas rishus first. So similar to the way many of the Rishonim understand Tfilas HaDerech, that it's a Netilas Rishus before you embark on going somewhere else. So we take a Netilas Rishus from the Ribbono Shel Olam before going out into the world. The Me'iri in Maseches Brachos, Davlam Beis, where the Gemara says that that the Hasidim HaRishonim used to be Shoah Achas before the Tfilah and Shoah Achas after the tefillah, so the Me'iri writes that the way we do that, our Shah Achas La'achar Tefillah is Aleinu L'Shabeach. That's part of the din of Shihui La'achar Tefillah. And then the Bach writes that Aleinu L'Shabeach is a way to be mechazik our emuna in the Borei Olam and to realize the emptiness of all of the competing, all the other foreign hashkafos that are out there before we go out and face this big bad world that's out there, to give ourselves the chizik to be able to handle it. So we say Aleinu L'Shabeach as a source of chizik. So as I said, Rav Shechter writes in the name of Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav that there's this basic chakira of what Aleinu is. And the way he formulates it is it a din in the Gemar HaTfilah, that it's the completion of the tefillah, so it's like a part of the tefillah, it's a way to put a period at the end of your tefillah, or is it nothing to do with tefillah, but rather it's to say it b'shah she'yotzi mi'beis ha'knesses, that it's a way to leave shul, that you can't leave shul until you say Aleinu. And that fits very nicely into these reasons that we explained. If it's the shah achar tefillah, so it's a Gemar HaTfilah. But if it's about facing the Bach, facing the world out there, so that's about leaving shul. That's not really directly, fundamentally related to tefillah itself. And there are several nafkaminas that they quote. There is sort of salvation explained based on this, that the Chassam Sofer said not say Aleinu after Mincha and Erev Shabbos. Why not? Because you weren't leaving shul after Mincha and Erev Shabbos. You were staying for Kabbalah Shabbos and for Maariv. He also explains that's why they didn't say Aleinu L'Shabeach by Shachris and Musaf and Mincha Ni'ilah of Yom HaKippurim. Because each one, you'd be in shul all day, and each one leads into the next tefillah, so you don't say Aleinu. L'chor, if you have a shul that has a long break after a Musaf before Mincha, so that reason doesn't really seem to apply. Rav Soloveitchik explained based on this, the Machlokas HaPoskim, it's quoted in the Mishra Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin, whether you need to be Cholei to Tefillin only after the fourth Kaddish, which is Kaddish Yosom, that's after Aleinu, or you could already be Cholei to Tefillin after the third Kaddish, which is the Kaddish Teskabel after Ashrei Yevolet Zion. So it's L'chor Tali on these two things, because Tefillin, our minhag, is to wear it throughout the course of Tefillah. When is Tefillah over? Is Tefillah over before Aleinu, or is Tefillah only over after Aleinu? And that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained the differences in Minhagim of when to count Sfira. Do you count Sfira before Aleinu, or do you count Sfira after Aleinu? If Aleinu is a Siyum of the Tefillah, so Sfira Somer is not Tefillah, Sfira Somer is a Mitzvah. So first you finish the Tefillah, and then you do the Mitzvah. But if Aleinu is a taking leave of the Beis HaKnesses, and preparing yourself for facing what's outside of the Beis HaKnesses, first you do whatever you do in the Beis HaKnesses, including Sfira Somer, and then afterwards you take leave of the Beis HaKnesses. And that's how Rav Soloveitchik explained that this is the issue of whether you have to say Aleinu after Shachris when there's a Musaf that's going to come right after the Shachris. Does each tefillah require its own Aleinu because it's a din in the tefillah? Or is it a din in leaving shul and not necessarily a din in the tefillah? So that's, I think, I don't think it's famous raid out there, but I think in our yeshiva it's become the famous raid that Rav Soloveitchik said, such a chakira with all of these fascinating nafkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samaches of Katan Tes writes that if a person hears the tzibur saying Aleinu L'Shabeach, he has to say it with them, because that's derech eretz, not to be parish from the tzibur dafka when they're saying Aleinu L'Shabeach. What comes up very often is that a person is doing something else when the tzibur is saying Aleinu L'Shabeach. So in Halicha Shlomo, they quote from Shlomo Zalman that if a person is in the middle of learning Torah and somehow the tzibur is saying Aleinu around him, not because he's supposed to be davening and he's learning Torah, he already davened or something else. If you're supposed to be davening, you should daven. But if he's in the middle of learning Torah and the tzibur is saying Aleinu, so Shlomo Zalman thought that you don't have to be mafsik as long as it's not so overt, as long as it's not so recognizable. So maybe you bow a little by Vanachnu Korah, but a person shouldn't do something that makes himself stand out from the rest of the tzibur. So that's a little bit about the fascinating and apparently deeply inspiring tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach.